From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, November 6th. Coming up, we'll learn more about whether a measure that could require Illinois school buses to install seatbelts could have adverse effects because of the high costs. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Democrats are applauding last week's federal appeals court ruling upholding a state law banning assault-style firearms in high-capacity magazines. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Voting 2-1, the appeals court panel ruled Illinois' assault weapons ban does not violate the Second Amendment. Judge Diane Wood wrote in the majority opinion that even the most personal freedoms have their limits, adding that there is a long tradition distinguishing between weapons designed for military or law enforcement use and weapons designed for personal use. The law passed in the wake of the 2022 mass shooting at the Highland Park 4th of July parade that killed 7 people and injured dozens more. Governor J.B. Pritzker praised the ruling, saying it's now time for Congress to ban assault weapons nationwide. Gun rights advocates say they'll appeal. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
After the Dennis Lab School in Decatur closed because of structural issues, one parent decided to study whether the neighborhood wanted a new school. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
Caitlin Glaus is an education professor at Millikan University. She was already studying how the layout of classrooms affects learning when her kids' school closed.
It was an easy connection. We can think about learning environments within classroom spaces, but those classrooms are housed within school buildings.
She and a co-researcher are currently analyzing surveys and interviews with parents, staff, and neighbors. Dennis students were moved to a school across town, and the district hasn't decided whether to renovate or rebuild the 100-year-old school. I'm Emily Hayes, IPM News.
An annual pumpkin smash event took place on Saturday at the Landscape Recycling Center in Urbana. The event aims to make good use of pumpkin waste from the holiday. Illinois Student Newsroom's Noor Longi has more.
Ready? Go!
Families threw their Halloween pumpkins against a cement wall to smash them. The Champaign County Environmental Stewards, one of the organizers, then collected the pumpkin scraps to turn them into compost that people can later purchase at the recycling center. Grace Wilkin is a board member with the group. She says preventing pumpkins from ending up in landfills can help mitigate climate change.
It's important to divert some of this organic waste from going into the landfill, because in the landfill it creates greenhouse gases that are released, particularly methane, versus it can turn into compost and we can recycle those nutrients.
Students for Environmental Concerns, a University of Illinois student group, collected pumpkins from campus to bring to the event. I'm Noor Longi, Illinois Student Newsroom.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team starts their season today against the Eastern Illinois Panthers. Illinois won both of their exhibition games against Ottawa and the number one overall rated Kansas Jayhawks. Illinois head basketball coach Brad Underwood spoke yesterday about the upcoming season.
You know, we're excited to get started. We're excited for our fans, and this is game one of what we hope is a great 5 months. So we're looking forward to getting it kicked off.
Illinois is one of 3 Big Ten conference teams to be ranked in the preseason top 25, along with Michigan State and Purdue. The Illini and Eastern Illinois tip off tonight at 7 p.m. at State Farm Center. Still to come, we'll learn more about whether a measure that could require Illinois schools to install seatbelts could have adverse effects. That story is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Seatbelts and other safety features can make buses safer, but Illinois and the vast majority of states do not require them on school buses. But this fall, U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois reintroduced the School Bus Safety Act. The federal bill would require 3-point seatbelts on all large school buses, among other safety features. Illinois Student Newsroom's Piper Pascarella reports, some worry about the high costs of school bus upgrades.
From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. School buses are among the safest forms of transportation for children. And seat belts and other safety features can make buses even safer. But the vast majority of states currently don't have laws requiring seat belts on school buses. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois wants to change that. She came to Champaign this fall to announce a bill that would require seat belts to be installed on school buses across the country. But some worry the measure could have adverse effects because of the high costs. To learn more, I'm joined by Illinois Student Newsroom's Piper Pascarella. Piper, could you tell me a little more about this bill?
Sure. For a bit of background, Duckworth previously introduced the School Bus Safety Act in 2019, but it never made it out of committee. She reintroduced the bill this fall. It would require three-point seatbelts on all large school buses. It would also require other safety measures, like automatic emergency braking systems, event data recorders, and fire suppression systems. When Duckworth visited Champaign in September, she said she believes this legislation is crucial to ensure the safety of children. She cited data showing 42 U.S. children have died in school bus crashes over the past decade.
Any fatality or serious injury is one too many when we have proven affordable technologies available today that could prevent such a tragedy.
Right now, only 8 states have laws requiring seatbelts on large school buses. Illinois is not among them.
What do we know about school bus safety and the difference seatbelts in particular can make?
I spoke with Kristen Poland with the National Transportation Safety Board. She's been studying school bus crashes for about 25 years now. She says that school buses are already the safest vehicles on the road, and that's for a number of reasons. Riding on a school bus without seatbelts is actually safer than riding buckled up in a car, which was surprising, and part of that has to do with the way buses are constructed. School buses have strong roofs and side rails, so they're less likely to collapse during a collision. Plus, passengers are protected by something called compartmentalization. That means the seats are placed close together, and the seat back cushions can absorb energy in the event of a crash. Here's how Kristen Poland explains that.
So in a frontal crash, an occupant will slide forward and quickly interact with that seat back in front. And then they distribute the force over a large area, including their knees, their chest, their head, and the seat back deforms to almost cradle them within that seat compartment.
But without seatbelts, there's nothing protecting children from moving up and down, side to side, or being completely ejected from their seat during side impact crashes, which, I should note, are far more rare than front impact crashes. Poland says seatbelts will keep passengers within those compartments on the bus, and the three-point design, compared to, say, a lap belt, protects their upper body.
The research suggests that seatbelts make school buses safer, so why are some organizations concerned about this bill?
I think it's important to note that no major organizations are against making school buses safer for kids. The issue many have with this bill is the cost. Installing seatbelts on school buses is expensive, $7,000 to $10,000 per bus, according to estimates from the National Conference of State Legislators. And the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration says the added benefit of seatbelts on school buses is small relative to other safety initiatives schools could use that money for. Turns out, the most dangerous part of the journey for a child going to and from school on a bus is getting on and off the bus. So the concern is, if schools have to pay for seatbelts, they may have less to spend on safety measures that make that process safer. The other concern is that the high costs could potentially lead to a decrease in school buses available for students. If that happens, and more students resort to riding in cars, that's going to be less safe.
How do school leaders in Illinois feel about all of this?
The Illinois State Board of Education said in an email that without additional federal funding, many school districts may not be able to afford the upgrades. Senator Duckworth has said the School Bus Safety Act will include grant money to help schools make these changes. Her office did not respond to my questions about the financing of the bill, so we don't know how much money would be available for schools to pay for school bus upgrades. And here's what Unit 4 Superintendent Sheila Boozer had to say about the bill.
We always want the very best for our students and support legislative measures that will keep them secure and improve school bus safety.
What's next for this legislation?
The bill was referred to a committee in September after it was introduced, but no further action has been taken since then.
So we'll just have to wait and see. Piper Pascarella is a reporter with Illinois Student Newsroom. Thanks, Piper, for your reporting.
Thank you, Kimberly.
From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 70 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Emily Hayes, Nora Longi, Colin Highslope, and Piper Pascarella. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.